Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Real Estate Commission Guide, Rates, Structures, and Negotiation Tips. The source explains the average real estate commission rates in Arkansas and outlines how commission structures work, how they can be negotiated, and what alternatives exist to traditional models. For real estate professionals in AR, understanding these commission models helps structure deals more strategically and align compensation with client expectations. Use the guide as a quick checkpoint before setting or discussing commission terms in your next AR transaction. https://calibrirealestate.com/careerhub/blog-real-estate-agent-commission-in-arkansas/. Arkansas Real Estate Headlines. Arkansas Property Record Search. Complete AR ownership, deed, permit, and lien lookup. Arkansas Property Checker is a property record search for AR that lets users find owner information, permits, purchase history, and deed, tax, loan, and lien records in one place. For AR real estate professionals, centralized access to these record types can speed due diligence and reduce risk during listing, underwriting, and transaction workflows. Use this AR property records resource to verify ownership and title history early in each deal review. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CCNR's four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1, parcel zoning matches intended use. 2, setback dimensions match the survey. 3, any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4, contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most AR jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in 1/3 the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what?